When I speak of ingratitude in connection with the spiritual life, I'm speaking of ingratitude on the part of those who do go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, whether provisionally or effectively. Those who go for refuge in the real sense, in the technical sense in which I usually use that expression, they of course will be incapable of ingratitude. They will in fact be overflowing with gratitude. Gratitude to parents, to teachers, to spiritual friends, and so on. In dealing with ingratitude in the spiritual life, I want to come down a little to earth. So far, I've dealt more or less in generalities. So I now want to be just a little bit more specific. I want to come closer to our own experience, closer especially to the experience of those who go for refuge, or who are thinking of going for refuge provisionally or effectively within the context of the FWBO. Over the years, over the 32 years that have passed now since the FWBO was started, I've received many, many letters, perhaps even thousands of letters, especially letters from people who have recently discovered the Dharma, people who have recently made contact with the FWBO, made contact with our centres, made contact perhaps just with individual order members. And every year I receive more and more of these letters. They come from people in many different walks of life, from many different cultural backgrounds, many different nationalities. They come from young people and they come from old people. And all these letters say, among other things, one and the same thing. They say how glad they are to have discovered the Dharma, how glad they are to have made contact with the FWBO. Not only that, the writers of the letters want to express their gratitude. Not only their gratitude to the Three Jewels, also their gratitude to the FWBO and to me personally for having founded it. And some people express their feeling of gratitude very, very strongly indeed. They say, in some cases, that the Dharma and the FWBO have changed their lives, have given their lives meaning, have saved them from despair, even, in a few cases, they say, saved them from suicide. So these letters of gratitude reach me nearly every week. Sometimes I get several of them in one and the same week, and they make me think that perhaps I've not altogether wasted my time during these 32 years. But over the years I've also noticed something. I've noticed that some people stay grateful. Perhaps the majority do, even the vast majority. They stay grateful. They may even become more and more grateful, especially those whose going for refuge is truly effective. In the case of a few people, however, unfortunately, the feeling of gratitude weakens. They start forgetting the benefits they've received. They perhaps even start questioning whether they really were benefits at all. In a word, they become arkatanyuta. They no longer know or recognize what has been done for them. They become, in English, ungrateful. Ungrateful to their spiritual friends. They may even start finding fault with their spiritual friends, criticizing their spiritual friends. And this is a very sad state of affairs indeed. And in recent years, I've given some thought to it. I've wondered how it comes about, and I've recently come to certain conclusions. In a word, such people forget the benefits they've received because they no longer actually feel them. They no longer feel them because, for one reason or another, they've put themselves into a position where they cannot receive them. Let me give a concrete example. Suppose you've started attending a meditation class. You learn to meditate. You achieve some success. You start practicing at home. But one day, for one reason or another, you stop attending the class. And then you gradually stop practicing at home. You cease to meditate. Eventually, you will forget what the meditation or meditative experience was like. You forget the peace. You forget the joy that you felt. You will forget the benefits of meditation. So you will cease to feel gratitude to those who introduced you to the practice. The same thing can happen with regard to retreats. The same thing can happen with regard to Dharma study, or even with meeting and spending time with spiritual friends, or taking part in pujas, or even joining in the Vesak celebrations. People can get out of touch. They can forget how much or greatly they did once upon a time benefit from those activities, and therefore they can cease to feel grateful to those who made the activities possible in their case. Sometimes, of course, people do reconnect after a while. They start perhaps attending the meditation class again, or they go on retreat again, perhaps after years. I've known, even quite recently, people coming and re-establishing contact, reintroducing themselves after anything up to 22 years. That's rather a long time in anybody's life, even in mine. And when that happens, when they reconnect, when they take up meditation again, or go on retreat again, or take up Dharma study again, they nearly always say the same thing. They say, "I had forgotten how good it was." I've heard this little phrase many and many a time. "I had forgotten how good it was." And therefore they feel renewed gratitude. So, let us be grateful. Let us feel gratitude. Let us know and recognize the benefits we have received. Let us be grateful to our parents, with all their admitted imperfections, of course. Parents are not perfect any more than children are. Let us be grateful to our teachers, and grateful to our spiritual friends, and grateful to our own Buddhist tradition. Above all, let us be grateful to the Buddha. Let us remember the Buddha. Remember him on this day. Remember him this week especially. Let us remember in particular that the Buddha, whose attainment of enlightenment we're celebrating, was a grateful Buddha. Let us remember how, out of gratitude, he spent the second week after his attainment of supreme perfect enlightenment simply looking at the Bodhi tree.